Long bones have three areas that aid in the growing process. The diaphysis is the central shaft. The epiphyses are the ends of the bone containing cartilage cells that allow them to grow in length. In addition, the metaphysis is the bone between the epiphysis and diaphysis that is adjacent to the growth plate.
I agree. Let's keep him on a 0.9% normal saline IV at 100 milliliters per hour until his glucose level is below 300 milligrams per deciliter. We also want to give him a bolus of regular insulin IV of 0.1 unit per kilogram, followed by a regular insulin IV infusion at 0.1 units per kilogram per hour.
The aqueous humor is a transparent watery fluid similar to plasma, but containing low protein concentrations. It is secreted from the ciliary epithelium, a structure supporting the lens. It fills both the anterior and posterior chambers of the eye and is not to be confused with the vitreous humor, which is located in the space between the lens and the retina, also known as the posterior cavity or vitreous chamber. Uvulopalatopharyngeoplasty, also known by the abbreviations UPPP and UP3, is a surgical procedure or sleep surgery used to remove tissue and/or remodel tissue in the throat. This could be because of sleep issues. Tissues which may typically be removed include the tonsils, the adenoids, the uvula, the soft palate, the pharynx. Mitochondrial cardiomyopathies can vary in severity from asymptomatic status to severe manifestations including heart failure, arrhythmias, and sudden cardiac death. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is the most common type. However, mitochondrial cardiomyopathies might also present as dilated, restrictive, left ventricular non-compaction, and histiocytoid cardiomyopathies.